Alright folks, buckle up because today we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Self-discipline is the secret sauce to building rock-solid relationships. Ever notice how some people just seem to attract amazing connections? They navigate arguments like pros, stay supportive through thick and thin, and build these incredible bonds that make you say, "I wish I had that kind of magic." Well, guess what? That magic is often fueled by something simple yet surprisingly potent. Self-discipline. You heard me right. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Brandon, discipline sounds about as fun as a root canal," hear me out. We're not talking about rigid rules or turning ourselves into a robot. This is about cultivating the inner strength to be your best self in relationships, showing up consistently, communicating effectively, and making choices that nurture those connections. Think of it like this. You wouldn't skip leg day if you wanted to build a strong physique, right? Relationships are no different. You gotta put in the work, and self-discipline is your personal trainer for building those muscle bonds. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will unlock your inner relationship ninja. 1. Mastering your emotions. This one's huge. Think of your emotions like a roller coaster, they're gonna have their ups and downs. But self-discipline helps you become the conductor, not the terrified passenger being tossed around. It means learning to pause before reacting in the heat of the moment, taking a deep breath, and responding thoughtfully instead of letting impulsive feelings take the wheel. 2. Active listening. It's not just hearing words. Self-discipline is about more than just what you say, it's about truly hearing what your partner is saying. That means putting down your phone, making eye contact, and genuinely focusing on their words. It's about asking clarifying questions, reflecting back what you hear to show understanding, and creating a space where both of you feel heard and valued. 3. Keeping your promises. Ever broken a promise to someone important? Ouch, that stings, right? Self-discipline is about honoring your commitments, big or small. It's about being reliable, trustworthy, and following through on your word. Remember, promises aren't just empty words, they build trust and create a foundation of security in any relationship. 4. Cultivating patience. Relationships take time to blossom. Self-discipline means learning the art of patience, understanding that growth doesn't happen overnight. It's about weathering the storms together, supporting each other through challenges, and celebrating the wins along the way. 5. Practicing forgiveness. A gift to yourself. Holding on to grudges is like carrying a heavy backpack. It weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Self-discipline involves consciously choosing forgiveness, not for the other person necessarily, though that's a bonus, but for yourself. It frees you from resentment and allows you to build healthier, happier relationships. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this point. Imagine 2 friends, let's call them Alex and Ben. They both went through a rough patch in their relationship. Alex, fueled by self-discipline, chose to communicate openly with Ben, actively listen to his side of the story, and forgive him for past hurt. He practiced patience, knowing that healing takes time. On the other hand, Ben got caught up in anger and resentment. He didn't want to talk things out, refused to see things from Alex's perspective, and held on to every slight. Guess what? Over time, Alex and Ben drifted apart because Ben lacked the self-discipline to nurture their friendship. Alex, however, built stronger bonds with others because he consistently chose to be the best version of himself in his relationships. This is all about making conscious choices, day after day, to build the strong connections we all crave. Remember, it's not always easy, there will be challenges and setbacks. But with self-discipline as your guiding force, you can navigate them with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. So here's your takeaway. Start small. Choose one of these strategies to focus on this week. Master your emotions, practice active listening, or keep a promise. Just take that first step. And don't forget to share your experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of self-disciplined relationship rockstars together. Until next time, keep striving for greatness and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.